DeSantis influencers meltdown, we are not uniting behind Trump. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 21, 2024. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's influencers are expressing disappointment in the governor's decision to drop out of the Republican primary race Sunday. As many are posting salty messages such as "we reap what we sow" and others. But not all, making it clear that they do not intend to unite behind former President Donald Trump. While much of the political world rejoiced in DeSantis's decision to unify the party and back Trump in the primary race to focus on defeating President Biden in November, many of DeSantis's online influencers are having a much more difficult time letting bygones be bygones. "It's Governor Ron DeSantis now, is it?" Jenna Ellis sarcastically asked in reaction to a statement from the Trump campaign on DeSantis's exit from the race and subsequent endorsement of Trump. "No more Rob DeSanctimonious? We're all just supposed to forget? They think so. I don't." "The audacity here to use the line, 'it's time to choose wisely,'" she said. Instead of trying genuinely to recruit DeSantis supporters, the Trump camp takes a parting shot at Bob Bender plots and evangelicals who wanted to be post-Trump, she asserted. "It was all just a psyop. And you all still trust anything that Trump promises?" she proclaimed in another post. "We're not uniting behind Trump," DeSantis advisor Robert Salvador said in a message on X, listing his issues with the former president. "Fuck you, Trump. Hashtag never unite," DeSantis influencer Chris Nelson exclaimed, retweeting other individuals who expressed that they will not vote for Trump. The people who spent the primary doxing DeSantis supporters, attacking our wives, kids, parents, trying to get us fired and make us unemployable, want to pretend none of that ever happened. "It's not going to happen," pro-DeSantis influencer Pedro Gonzalez, whom Breitbart News exposed last summer, stated. "A sad day for America," host Steve Deese said. "I'm struck by the fear we made the same mistake the currently ascendant generation has consistently made time and time again, and puts us closer than ever to losing this once exceptional country. And this time it was to bypass the most successful Republican politician so far this century, right when we needed somebody as ruthlessly efficient as DeSantis has proven to be," he continued. "But alas, we reap what we sow." Other DeSantis supporters also offered their takes as well, some measured and some hostile. Despite the flurry of emotions and opinions, DeSantis said in his closing message that "it is clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. Watch, Ron DeSantis drops out of Republican primary, endorses Trump. While I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci, Trump is superior to the current incumbent Joe Biden. That is clear," DeSantis continued. "I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee and I will honor that pledge. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents," DeSantis added.